was disappointing to watch what happened last year, coming so close to getting promotion and that, but it didn't happen. But I'm really excited to be here. Hopefully I can contribute to the team and hopefully get promoted this year.
How much do you know about Sheffield United then?
Yeah, I know when I was like under 18s, I know they try to get me on loan, but obviously United don't do that like when you're under 18 because you're still a college and that, so that didn't happen. So like, I know it's been going ongoing thing for a while, but I thought it was finished, so my agent called me about a couple of weeks back and just said Sheffield United are interested. I thought, yeah, I jumped at it and said, yeah, of course.
How important is that then, to know that this isn't just the first time of asking from their point of view? Actually, they've wanted to bring you here for a while now.
Yeah, it's really good to know that, because obviously that means they want me. So obviously I just want to come here and do well, and hopefully I can help the team get promoted this year.
And how big an opportunity do you see this is to perhaps enhance your reputation then?
Yeah, it's really big. At the end of the day, towards the end of the last season, I went to Belgium. Obviously, no disrespect to Antwerp as a club. I enjoyed myself and had fun, but I feel this is a bigger step, you know what I mean? Playing in the English league and getting to know what it's like. Obviously, like I said, I enjoyed myself in Belgium, so this is another challenge for me, a step higher, if anything.
How much of a learning experience was that to come out of the academy set up at Manchester United, albeit it's still one of their feeder clubs, isn't it? But to actually get out there in the real world, if I can phrase it like that.
Yeah, it was all right. It was good. It was good to, like I'm saying, it was good to come out there, you know what I mean, play first in football and experience what it's like, you know what I mean, how people go on about the games and that. So it was really enjoyable and really good learning curve for me.
We hear about these kind of scenarios quite a bit, about young players that eventually step out into to the league campaign on loan, etc. What are the differences that you kind of find, regardless of the standard that you might be dropping into there?
It's a big difference, despite the fact that obviously United are the top club and our reserve squad is amazing. We play football, every game we go is high intensity, but it's like basically from stepping from boys football to men's football. So it's good to get that opportunity, you know what I mean? So you learn from it, you know, you adapt to new people, get to know new people and just see how people get on about the business.
So. I suppose on a basic level, it means more. Some of the lads there are obviously getting paid, it's their living, and the other side, the fans are there, they desperately want you to win.
Yeah, of course, it's good, you know what I mean? Obviously, it's good to have passionate fans. I mean, I was talking about it this morning with my agent about how passionate the fans were and that. So it's good to have fans like that behind you. At the end of the day, when you're playing home games and that, they're behind you, so you feel like you go extra man on the pitch. So, yeah, it's really good. It's good to know as well.
Well, as we speak now, we're just inside at Bramall Lane because it's chucking it down. You've had the first look at the stadium itself. What are your impressions?
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, I played in the Youth Cup. I was involved in the final, so I've played there before. Yeah, I thought it was a decent stadium. But having to look now, yeah, it looks even better. So I just can't wait to play on it.
And then you would have had the relatively unique experiences that Sheffield United fans turned out in force to see their team then. So it was a huge crowd for you on the other side of it to be involved.
Yeah. It was. You know, I could barely hear myself think on the pitch. Yeah, it was going off. You know what I mean, the first leg was 2-0, and then obviously they come to Old Trafford the following week, and we managed to win the game. But yeah, it was really good. You know what I mean, it was good to play in front of that amount of people. You know what I mean, being in under 18 football and that. So yeah, I really enjoyed it.
So tell us about yourself. How would you describe yourself as a player and what you bring to the team?
Mainly stay playing off the defender's shoulder. You know what I mean, running in behind, causing problems for defenders. So hopefully, like I said, I can do that week in, week out, and then help the team get somewhere.
You've had a varied career, if I can say, so far, even though you're very much at the start of it. You've obviously been part of Burnley's academy, then taken to Manchester United, where you've been overseas. So where would you say you are in your development as a player?
I think from starting at Burnley, so when you think about it, you know, yeah, you know, players that start football at the age of 6 or whatever, they start playing it. But I come into like professional football, if you say, at the age of 13. But starting at Burnley, I really enjoyed Burnley, and going to United, I've learned quite a lot from United. You know what I mean? Coaching staff, unbelievable. So I've added a lot to my game. You know what I mean? I'm more sensible. I don't just make runs when it's not necessary. So yeah, like I said, obviously, I've still got a lot to learn, but I've matured quite a lot from my Burnley days, from going to United.